Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The Atlantic is an American magazine that was founded in 1857. Along with many other publications and news outlets, it's become a voice for left-wing politics, but that's not all. It's become a disreputable organ that some actually take seriously. Here's how CNN describes the latest diatribe from The Atlantic. Quote, The Atlantic published a bombshell story that alleged, citing 4 anonymous sources, that President Donald Trump had repeatedly mocked U.S. soldiers killed in battle and skipped a visit to a veteran cemetery in France out of concern that rainy conditions would mess up his carefully coiffed hair. End of quote. The Atlantic story has President Trump describing those who gave their lives for this country as losers and suckers. Now, the author of the Atlantic piece is one Jeffrey Goldberg. He says he stands by his reporting, as he says he has multiple sources telling me this is what happened, so I stand by it. Well, first of all, let's be clear. The allegations by sources are anonymous. In the story, Goldberg writes that these so-called sources were concerned about any backlash that might have come their way as a result of their so-called revelations. This is very similar to anonymous sources cited during the president's impeachment process and the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. The allegations were meant to hurt Kavanaugh so he would not be confirmed to the Supreme Court, and hurt President Trump both during the impeachment process and now in his bid for re-election. But supposedly, these sources didn't want to get their hands muddied in the process. Also, it should be noted that anyone at any time can write a story citing anonymous sources and say anything they want to say. One could write a story that anonymous sources say Joe Biden is a pedophile. It could be a complete lie, but nonetheless, anonymous sources say it is so. So should anyone react as if it's the truth and challenge Biden to prove he is not a pedophile? Pedophile? Sounds insane, and it is quite as insane as the latest trickery. In these cases, they are not only allegations, but come from secret sources that can neither prove nor disapprove the veracity of the claims. So there are no facts, only accusations. Now to the accusation itself. Those who were with the president that day report, they never heard the president utter the words that were reported in the Atlantic article. In terms of the president not traveling to a particular cemetery on the day in question, the president said it was a heavily overcast day and the helicopter could not fly to the cemetery. The ride was a 4-hour round trip by limousine and would have required extensive security efforts by the French that they reported would not be possible to accommodate. Now add to that the fact that had there been an emergency that required the president to return to Air Force One immediately, the 2-hour trip would have made that impossible. This is all in contrast that the president didn't want to go to the Veterans Cemetery out of concern that rainy conditions would mess up his hair. Enter former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton. Bolton and the president have not been on the friendliest of terms, especially since Bolton's book was released making certain accusations toward the president. However, since the Atlantic article came out, Bolton has gone before the press and let it be known that he was the one who recommended the president not go to the cemetery due to the issues that have been laid out. Furthermore, Bolton said he had never heard the president use those kinds of derogatory terms to describe those who had given their lives for this country. This all coming from a man who is not too fond of the president and who did not even endorse him for re-election. The Atlantic's Jeffrey Goldberg should be ashamed for his lack of responsible journalism and his blatant attempt to skew the election with unproven anonymous allegations. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.